This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, welcome to yet another episode where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
So, of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss, and there's actually some good news out there, nobody.
Oh, happy day.
It was actually brought to my attention by Vincent, who is not feeling well, so he's not in tonight. Normally, he would be sitting where I'm sitting, but he's not here. But he gave me the heads up that in your home state of Michigan, that's where you originally
came from. My former home state.
Right, you currently live in New Hampshire and have for many years, but in Michigan. Hundreds of protesters are apparently coming down on the state house, like into the state house.
Nice.
Yeah, or the state capitol. Maybe it's called I don't know what they call it there, but it's the offices where these bureaucrats and politicians spend their time destroying people's lives.
The belly of the beast.
Yeah, the Capitol building, I guess, is what it's called in Lansing. And this is happening basically as we speak, or it was happening as we speak. I don't know if they're continuing to occupy the building after it has closed for the day, but I imagine it's 7 o'clock Eastern time, Michigan being in the Eastern time zone. Presumably, the state capitol would close at around 5 or something like that.
Now, was it even open today?
That's a good question, because, well, somehow they got in there, so I'm presuming it was open, because it looks like they had... there were like state bureaucrats and politicians inside this place. There's a story over at NBC News that has photos taken, shared on social media, one of them by a Senator Dana Polhenki. And it appears that she is in the state house looking upwards at a gallery maybe area or some sort of area where men with guns, men with rifles. The quote from her Twitter at Sen Polhenki, directly above me, men with rifles yelling at us. Some of my colleagues who own bulletproof vests are wearing them. I have never appreciated our sergeants at arms more than today. So she's
apparently
she's
they
scared.
Didn't do her much good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they thought they were preventing those people from firing their rifles through sheer force of personality.
Maybe so. But here's the story from NBC. Hundreds of people protested outside the Michigan Capitol building in Lansing today, with some pushing inside while the legislature was debating an extension of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's state of emergency in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters held signs, waved American flags, and even carried firearms, while some chanted, "Let us in," and "This is the people's house, you cannot lock us out." Others tried to get onto the House floor.
That's an awkward chant.
It's a bit of a long one. Others tried to get onto the House floor, but were blocked by state police and sergeants at arms, according to the NBC affiliate WDIV in Detroit. A state police spokesbureaucrat told NBC News that it is legal in Michigan to carry firearms as long as it's done with lawful intent and the weapon is visible. So that's unusual. I mean, apparently New Hampshire is not the only state where you can legally carry guns openly into the state house.
Well, I grew up in Michigan, and it was never illegal technically to open carry a gun in Michigan, but unless you were way out in the sticks, God help you if you actually did it.
Well, apparently no one has been shot yet in this particular incident.
Well, things have changed, I think, with respect to open carry in a lot of states. But that was when I was growing up, nobody open carried. And it was pretty well understood that if you did, you were probably going to get shot by police. But that has obviously changed.
Yeah. Well, of course, when there are hundreds of men with guns, versus maybe 15 to 20. I don't know. There's not that many guys that are on the police side by comparison. They don't have enough cops on duty to deal with this. There's a really excellent photograph on one of these stories where it's inside the state capitol building. You've got maybe two or three, no more than that, cops. They appear to be guarding some sort of a doorway, presumably the governor's office or some other political, you know, office, and there's like a guy shouting into one of these cops. Of course, the cops have the face masks on, and no one in the crowd has face masks on, and these guys are just shouting at the police, like no more than a foot, 2 feet away from the cop's face, and the cop can't do anything about it. He's not doing anything about it because he's outnumbered.
Well, that's the thing that people forget when they think, oh, we could never defeat the government. They're so much better armed than we are. But the thing is, there's about 1.5 million people between our entire military and every cop in the United States. It comes to about 1.5 million people. There's 300 million Americans. So that's 200 Americans for every cop and every soldier. Mm-hmm. And, of course, to bring every soldier to bear, they'd have to end all the wars and bring them home.
Right, because most of them are overseas.
Which would be a huge loss for them anyway, because the people want the wars over, but the bureaucrats live for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got a lot more power than we give ourselves credit for when we occasionally develop the courage to use it.
Yep, absolutely true. So kudos to these guys and gals out there in Michigan. I hope that a lot of people see this and that they're energized by it and that they get out to do whatever kind of thing they're doing. I know here in New Hampshire, we're going to be back at the State House this Saturday.
Yeah.
Noon to 2 at the State House in Concord, New Hampshire. If you're in New England and you want to stand up for freedom, then that's going to be the place to do it. And given the what I would say was at least 400 people turned out 2 weeks ago, I'm thinking the momentum's going to build. I'm going to predict a larger, I mean, I don't like to make predictions, but I think it could be bigger this time, nobody.
I hope so.
It was last time. And it was big last time. Last time was the largest protest, I think, that I've ever attended at the State House. I mean, I've been to a bunch there, and this topped, I would say it topped the biggest 420 that we had there.
Wow.
Maybe, you know, because I think we had at least a couple hundred attend, two or maybe 300 tops at the biggest 420 within the last decade, but this was even bigger than that.
Yeah, it was.
So Michigan United for Liberty organized this protest that happens is again happening now, dubbed the American Patriot Rally to call for the reopening of businesses. State lawmakers are expected to vote on the 28-day extension of the state of emergency before it expires at midnight. So maybe but before the end of this show, we'll get an update and see how they voted on this. Whitmer, a Democrat who's faced fierce backlash for her strict stay-at-home mandate, extended the order earlier this month until May 15th. But she eased some of the restrictions on public activities as the state's coronavirus cases stabilize. Michigan, however, still has more than 40,000 cases, and they say it's one of the hardest hit states. The emergency declaration allows Whitmer to use her emergency powers to use executive orders during a crisis. Its extension is separate from the extension of the stay-at-home order. So just to be clear, she's extended the emergency powers until May 15th, but the stay-at-home order was slated to expire today, and that's what they are voting on possibly extending, as I understand it.
So 40,000 cases.
That's what they say.
So 1% of that would be 400. So that would be like 200 dead, probably. If it's if you know, maybe. I mean, it's. It's bad, but that's not the end of the world.
Nope, it's definitely not the end of the world. They're apparently, according to the story, they were actually taking temperatures of the protesters coming through the front doors of the state capitol building. So the police took temperatures of those entering the building
Rectually?
Using forehead thermometers, according
good.
To WOOD out of Grand Rapids, like the Operation Gridlock demonstration April 15th over Whitmer's stay-at-home order, many demonstrators appear to be supporters of President Donald Trump, donning Make America Great Again campaign hats, and in one instance putting on a dance routine with two girls wearing masks that appeared to be of Trump and former President Barack Obama. So, once again, the Trumpers coming out in fairly large numbers. We saw this here in New Hampshire at the event 2 weeks ago. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, on one hand, these people understand their freedoms are being restricted very significantly. They're protesting rightfully against that. But on the other hand, they seem to think that Trump cares and that Trump is somehow on their side, which I don't see that.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, I mean, he's probably not as bad as Hillary, but...
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great time to go and learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency. The Bitcoin halving is coming up soon, like within the next, I think, 2 weeks, just about. Sometime mid-May, the original Bitcoin, BTC, is going to be cutting down its rate of mining generation, or whatever you want to call it. The rate that the Bitcoins are released from the mining process will be cut in half. From, I believe, 12.5 is what it is right now, and it will become 6.25 per 10 minutes is what the new rate will be. Now, some people are saying that that is going to push the price of Bitcoin up, and, of course, the price of Bitcoin has trended upward over the last 11 years that it's been around. So, I mean, it's not a... It's not going out on a limb to suggest that Bitcoin's price is likely going to go up over time. And, of course, some would say that part of the reason for that is because the rate that they are generated is less. It will be half of what it is currently within the next few weeks. So that's a big deal. It's only happened at this point twice in the history of Bitcoin's existence. So this will be the third Bitcoin halving. Remember, Bitcoin started at 50 Bitcoin per 10 minutes, then went to 25, and is now 12.5. So this month, it will go to 6.25.
Wow.
Yeah. So we will, of course, if you want to learn more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, go to Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to get started. If you've got more time on your hands, then now's the best time for you to go and learn about it. It is not too late. You know, it may be that in 5 or 10 years, we're looking back and saying, boy, remember when it was only $9,000 per Bitcoin? You know, and we might be, maybe it'll be $900,000 by that time. I don't know. Anything's possible.
It could happen.
So check it out at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Scott is on the line in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you? I know Ian, I know your voice. I didn't catch the other person's name.
Nobody.
Thank you for taking my call.
His name is Nobody, and you are Scott the Bigot.
Yes. Do you know what happened?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's back after however many years. Go ahead.
Do you know what happened on this day 75 years ago? Do you know?
I'm sure you're going to tell me. What was it?
On this day 75 years ago, Adolf Hitler committed suicide in his bunker, and his mistress Eva Braun of One Day took a cyanide pill, and they committed suicide. But the point that I'm
best thing he ever did.
Yeah, 75 years later, the world would have been totally different. I'm surprised that no one even on the news front, nobody mentioned it or whatever.
Why would anyone on the news mention that? It's
well,
not something
it's
that
historic.
Anyone wants to
it's
remember.
It's historic. I know, because Americans, but they don't even know what happened a year ago, let alone three quarters of a century ago. But that was
there's all kinds of thugs that have died over the myriad of years.
Yeah, I mean, if you go all the way back to Caligula, there probably isn't a day when a tyrant didn't die. So why should we be concerned with this particular tyrant?
Because he more than anyone else changed the world. People can say derogatory things, which is 9 out of 10 times. But
what did he do to change the world? I mean, besides eradicating humans,
he killed
from
a bunch of people.
But there have been a lot of people who've killed people. I mean, Genghis Khan certainly.
Genghis Khan killed a lot more than Hitler. Stalin killed a lot more than Hitler.
Right.
Stalin doesn't really get the credit for all the blood he spilled.
I'm glad you mentioned Stalin. Stalin killed a lot more people than Hitler. The reason why you don't hear that is because
He'd stayed in power long enough. He wasn't stupid enough to try to open a two-front war.
No, that's true. That's true. But Stalin killed 20 million of his own people. And what people don't realize is that the Bolshevik Revolution that overthrew the Tsar in November of 1917, the Bolsheviks were predominantly Jews. They overthrew Tsarist Russia in 1917. And getting back to Hitler, what he was trying to do is he was trying to save the world from basically Jewish Bolshevism. He was trying
I
to
don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Save it from what?
Jewish Bolshevism is another term for communism. You never heard of Bolshevism?
I know what Bolshevism is. It's communism. But yeah, that's right. There's no particular affinity of Jews for communism. I mean, sure, Marx was a Jew, but so was Ludwig von Mises, so was Milton Friedman.
Right? Rothbard Jewish?
Huh?
Rothbard, wasn't he?
Rothbard was Jewish. So, yeah, those are three of the greatest capitalist economists of all time. So, you know, sure, communism is stupid, but it has nothing to do with Judaism. There's no real effect there.
The Jews founded, Karl Marx, as you said a moment ago, Das Kapital, he was the founder of...
But you can't just say, Scott, you can't say the Jews founded and then cite one guy. Okay?
Yeah. No, you can't do that. In 1917, the Bolsheviks, the vast majority of them, were Jews. It's a known fact. They overthrew the Tsarist regime in 1917. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. So communism is absolutely positively a Jewish invention. It's a Jewish device. The Jews invented it, and what Hitler did was try to save the world from communism.
Why would you say that Hitler was trying to save the world from communism when his own party were the National Socialists?
He was a socialist.
No, that's just a euphemism. Socialism, he's basically...
No, it's not a euphemism. It basically, in fascist countries, they did their socialism a little bit differently. Basically, they had an unholy alliance between big business, big labor, and big government that pretty much ganged up and screwed everybody else in the country because they had the power, and that's what happens when the government has power over the economy. So, you know, Hitler did provide a huge welfare state, mostly with wealth that he stole from the Jews that he was killing and the other people he killed in the Holocaust. I'm not impressed. You know, I think it's good to sell all you have and give it to the poor, but don't jack your neighbor's stuff and give that to the poor.
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly what you're going to try to tell me the difference is between National Socialists and Communists. Can you clarify that for me? Yeah, let's hear it.
Communism is when they nationalize all of the businesses, the steel mines, the coal mines, everything.
Socialists do that too.
Adolf Hitler founded Volkswagen. Volkswagen means people's car.
Yes, it is. He wrote, you know how he did that? He wrote the design of a Volkswagen on a napkin.
Okay, I don't care. I don't care.
But anyway,
that.
National Socialism.
You didn't answer the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you let me think. National Socialism is also nationalizes business, but it's more business friendly.
What a load of crap. Thanks for the call.
I don't care if the socialism is business friendly. The socialism we got in this country is pretty business friendly. They bailed out the bankers to the tune of trillions and the people to the tune of 1 1/3 million. But it doesn't matter. If the government's controlling the economy, I lose.
855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, to the White House on Thursday. The president talking about his coronavirus task force and their response.
I think our whole group has been spectacular.
The president also comments on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
General Flynn is a fine man, 35 years or so in the military. You don't get to be where he is by being bad.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy. Kudlow says May will be a bit of a transition month. Kudlow also cited lots of pent-up demand and said the country can produce and spend its way out of this pandemic. Some governors have opted to extend stay-at-home orders, while others have announced phased-in reopening plans to return it to some sense of normalcy. You're listening to USA Radio News. 3.8 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number out of work to 30 million. The biggest state increases, according to the Department of Labor, include Florida, Connecticut, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Texas. A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can jump in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight it's Ian.
And nobody.
Also, the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I Project.org. As we continue with more of your calls and thoughts, welcome. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We were talking about some of the good news. There's a little bit of good news out there, and I've got more, actually. An update about the lady that runs the salon that we talked about in Dallas. She's making a stand against the Texas government, and it's pretty inspiring. So we'll get to that coming up here. But back to Michigan for just a moment, where at the state capitol building, what is described by the mainstream media as hundreds of protesters stormed the building, protesting many of them outside, but a number of them went inside. And I mean more than like a handful. It looked like dozens of people had gone inside the state house, many of whom were openly carrying guns and The police had to, like, block access to certain parts of the Capitol building.
They got upset when we went through their building and we were just open carrying weed.
Yeah, you're talking about years ago with the 420s where we sang the Shire Choir carols inside the State House, which was a lot of fun.
Drug war cops are raiding their school.
Great song. So there's another update here. This one from Breitbart, as posted in our Discord server. Thanks to Hi Guy for posting this in there. The Michigan House of Representatives has declined to extend Governor Gretchen Whitmer's state of emergency another 28 days, and instead voted today to sue her. Whitmer's initial state of emergency order, which is separate from the stay-at-home order, expires today. Okay, so maybe I had it backwards when we talked about it in the first segment. So apparently this emergency order expires today and requires legislative action to be lengthened. Negotiations on that front fell apart on Wednesday when Whitmer refused to make any concessions on the matter, asserting she has the ultimate control over emergencies. So the House voted to authorize their Speaker, Lee Chatfield, to sue the governor, saying that Whitmer's unchecked and undemocratic approach is not the best way. Quote, the current status quo relies on one-size-fits-all edicts that unfairly punish millions of people across the state without giving them any resource, or rather recourse, or voice in the process, he said.
Well, guys, as a former Michigan resident, y'all have been screwing the pooch for the last century. So why don't you just give it up, go home. You're drunk, Michigan State government.
Wouldn't that
go
be nice?
Home.
Unfortunately, they're not going to be convinced to just let go of power like that. I wish we could.
But. No, they will. I believe they will. When they finally lose their power, they will go out in an orgy of violence.
Quote, the people deserve a better solution, and we can provide it, he says. The House also passed, and I consider me skeptical about that.
No, when I say that, I'm not saying us attacking them. I'm saying that they will keep killing people until it becomes absolutely clear to them that they cannot maintain their power no matter how many people they kill.
Well, I was referring to the claim here from the House Speaker who's saying the people deserve a better solution and we can provide it. So once again, it's coming down to politics between the Republicans and the Democrats, and this is this whole thing is a political football. And they go, oh no, the protesters, we're on your side, we're here for you, we're going to help, we're going to step in, and we're going to put this governor in her place. But ultimately, all they're doing is just filing a lawsuit. So it's all just the system playing with itself, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good that some people are on the side of the people, but it shouldn't have to go through all this voting. The governor gave an illegal, immoral, unconscionable order, and they're still obeying her. You know? And that every single person who's out there physically enforcing this tyranny is responsible for it and bears responsibility for it.
So here's the question. What's going to happen? What will these protesters do next if this lawsuit goes ahead and the court comes back and says, oh, well, the governor was completely within her so-called authority to issue these orders? Case dismissed. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what I would be doing if I had that many people behind me would be talking about convening a citizens' grand jury and basically indicting the governor and every state
and
employee who's out there enforcing things.
State police. Yeah,
and pretty much, like, I'm not going to blame some cook in a government cafeteria.
Right.
You know, this is above their pay grade. But if you're in the direct chain of command, somewhere between the chief executive and the jackboot on the street who's actually doing the violence, then, you should be indicted. You should be drummed out of office. The Republicans and Democrats have cooperated to pretty much get a lock on power to the point where they both put up monsters and one of the monsters wins.
Yeah.
And that's democracy has been dead for decades here.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about this is, you know, all this political wrangling is just simply designed to get people to believe that the system still works. Mm-hmm. See, our guys are in there, and they're bringing a lawsuit, and they're going to go get that governor.
Politicians are good for one thing. If you watch what they're doing, you can tell which way the wind is blowing. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that they do this says to me that a lot of people are starting to wake up, because if it wasn't politically expedient,
they wouldn't
be doing it.
True.
And, of course, you know, if you can get 400 out in the street, you've got 4 million angry.
Maybe so. Let's talk to Jimmy. He's in Eagle Rock, Missouri, listening online via TuneIn. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about a way you can get Bitcoin or really any cryptocurrency you want for free.
Huh? Okay. Yeah, let's hear that.
Well, basically, there is this app called SETC, S-E-T-C-H, and basically you scan receipts and you accumulate points from scanning receipts, like a grocery store and convenience store receipts. And you build up these points, and it costs about 52,000 points, which you get those points pretty quick.
I wonder if they're selling the receipts to businessmen to use as tax deductions.
Yeah, I was going to say, why would they be paying? First of all, you said 52,000 points. How do you get 52,000 points, and what does that get you as far as cryptocurrency?
This sounds like a spam.
No, it's legitimate. It's the 52,000 points. With the points you buy, you can purchase things on there, like a Visa or MasterCard. You can get a $50 Visa or MasterCard for 52,000 points.
What is the point equivalent to?
The 1,000 points is equivalent to $1, pretty much. But for every receipt you get,
you're going to get. Hold on, let me see if I got you here. You're saying you're going to get 1,000 points for $1 on a receipt, and these people will give you a $50 card if you have 50,000 points. This sounds way too good to be true. I do want to hear you try to, you know, tell us more about it.
The numbers sound kind of pathetic, though.
I'm not sure why anyone would pay you just for a receipt. I mean, you can fake those.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And when something sounds like it's too good to be true, well, there's a good chance that it is too good to be true.
But a counterexample is, I hear Purse.io is that.
It's true. Purse really was sounded too good to be true, but it was one of the few things that that actually was true, and it was true for several years. And then we saw the notice a couple weeks ago that they were going to go out of business in early June, and then they changed their minds after a major outpouring of support, and it's not clear exactly who came to the rescue or whatever, but apparently Purse.io has canceled the shutdown, and they're moving forward, so I'm glad to really hear that about Purse.
Well, I mean, one thing that was going on was Bitcoin had fallen from 10,000 to 4,000 in about the same time frame that they were... that was happening. So
no, it wasn't. It was it was probably around 7,000 or 8,000 when they made that announcement.
Oh, okay.
What happened? What I think what really did them in was
it's back up to 8,000 now.
No, it hit 9,000. Today it's been at around 8,700, 8,800. But what I think really the issue was with Purse, and by the way, the good URL to go to is saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. You can go there and get signed up and start saving big time on your purchases on Amazon. But that was the issue, is that, for instance, I just got a pair of headphones for the studio, because every now and then headphones break, and it's just easy to order another pair, especially when you can save 15 or 20% by buying it through saveitpurse.com. However, when I went to Amazon to go and look at the item, well, they had the item, but they weren't going to ship it for another month, at least. So the shipping times on so-called non-essential items went from standard Amazon 2-day or next day or whatever shipping to, oh, maybe we'll get it to you in like a month or two. And so when, you know, the saveitpurse.com site, the way it works is somebody is wanting to buy your Bitcoin or your Bitcoin Cash from you. And what they do is they buy you the item that you want on Amazon. They pay the full price on Amazon, but you get whatever percentage discount you've set. So let's say 20% off. You said, I want this pair of headphones at 20% off. Well, somebody pays 20% on top of the cost of Bitcoin, whatever a normal the market price of Bitcoin is. They pay 20% on top of that in order to get you the item, essentially. And then you get the thing you want, but you got it at 20% off. They paid 20% more because they want the Bitcoin that badly, and they want the anonymity or whatever that badly that they're willing to pay that much extra. But they got to get the Bitcoin quickly. So a lot of these people will ship you things next day. I've had things done with Sunday delivery before. Like somebody paid extra just so it would come one day sooner rather than coming on Monday. They wanted the product to get there on Sunday because they only get paid when the product that you want arrives in your hands, and then you go to the site, saveitfirst.com, and you release the escrow. So there's a timetable that's very important to these people that want to get the Bitcoin. Well, if they go on to order the item you want, and it and Amazon says, well, we're not going to send this for another 3 months, or however long it is, 6 weeks, then they're just going to be like, well, I'm not buying it. And so therefore, that's, I think, what killed saveitfirst.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because they only do Amazon. There was one time where they talked early on about maybe adding like an eBay aspect to the site where it wouldn't just be solely Amazon that they operated with. Because there's no reason it has to just be Amazon. It's just they built a system that makes it easy to ingest Amazon wish lists and things like that. So they use Amazon. So maybe we will see some new developments coming from SaveItPurse.com. I don't know where they're going to go from here. But as of right now, unless you're ordering essential items, they're not coming in anytime soon, so-called essential items from Amazon.
Well, I mean, for those of us who exist more or less in the crypto economy, you know, any way, basically, our import and export is paid for when we occasionally change things to dollars or something else. So it's
let's bring Jimmy back on the line here. We can talk more about that in a moment. But he was telling us about an app that I have never heard of before, and I actually just looked it up, Jimmy, and maybe I wrote it down wrong when you were describing it a moment ago. You were saying people are taking pictures, and it sounds like you've done this, taking pictures of receipts, sending them into this app, and then somehow getting gift cards for photos of receipts. You said
how many receipts does it take to make $50 on a gift card?
I've entered in 5 receipts and got over 1,500 points. So it does take a while.
And how many points does it take to get a gift card?
52,000 points.
Okay. And the 5 receipts that you put in, what was the total dollar value on those receipts?
Probably close to $100.
Okay.
100 or so.
So,
but, you know,
and the app was called, you said it was called SETH? S E is in Eric, S is in Sam, S E.
Well, unless they're doing something that's nefarious with those credit cards, there's no reason for it to be that valuable to them.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. What's the app called again, Jimmy? I didn't get that from you real clear.
Fetch, so, like you play fetch with a dog.
Oh,
you know?
Fetch. Okay, I wrote down S as in Sam, so F-E-T-C-H. So what is your speculation as to how the revenue model is working here with here? Because there's no way that if you send me a photograph of a receipt, I don't know if that's your receipt. You could have gotten that receipt anywhere. I mean, it could have come from anybody anywhere. How do I know that it hasn't been sent into the app before or whatever? Like, this just doesn't make sense to me. What am I missing here?
I wonder.
Well, what they do for this is they kind of do a little subliminal advertising with saying it was like they have 283 products that are products where you can get like 1% more in points, you know, and they're all big name brand products, Fritos and Doritos and all that, but. That's basically, I'm guessing, how they actually make money is by advertising through products like that.
Interesting, Jimmy. Well, but, I mean, I hope it works out for you. But now, you said Bitcoin was somehow involved in this. How's that?
Well, it's kind of a roundabout way, but basically, if you purchase a MasterCard or a Visa card, you could buy Bitcoin with that. Or any other crypto.
Yeah, okay. So it doesn't have anything to do with the app itself. They're not doing anything with Bitcoin. They're just giving out gift cards, and then you're selling gift cards for Bitcoin.
Idea, you know,
that is a way to get Bitcoins. I mean, there are websites like Local Bitcoins or local.bitcoin.com. Mm-hmm. These are sites where you can use gift cards in order to exchange those for Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. That does happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Though there is a lot of fraud, so I would like to recommend people be very wary if they're getting into that. Thank you, Jimmy, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Like, if you're going to buy a gift card with Bitcoin, you have to be real careful that the person hasn't already redeemed the gift card, right? So they give you a gift card number, and they say, yeah, here's $50 worth on a gift card. And then it turns out when you go to the, you know, Amazon or wherever, you punch in the gift card number, and they tell you, oh, well, that gift card's already been redeemed. Well, did you already give them the Bitcoin? Because if so, they got both the gift card value and they got the Bitcoin from you.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to buy used gift cards with dollars, and I wouldn't want to buy them with Bitcoin. What we really need is a network of people around the country who do what I do, which is, you know, I do sell Bitcoin, but, you know, I sell Bitcoin to people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, I would like to have people in cities doing that face to face and person to person, because that's really the ultimate in anonymity. And, you know, if you're putting away something for your retirement, and you don't want the government to know you had it, I hope you didn't buy it on Combase.
Right. That's a good point. So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I said I had more good news, and this is not a time where we're seeing a lot of good news, but there is a bright light. One lady in Dallas, Texas, who we spoke about within the last week, her name is Shelley Luther. She's the owner of Salon a la Mode, and she is going up against a Texas judge and the Texas gang known as the police, that they're trying to stop this woman from giving people haircuts and other salon-y sorts of things you would do at a salon. And she is saying she's not going to stop. She's not going to close her doors. There's a man in a robe who's written an order demanding that she close her doors, and she is going against the judge's order, which is going to put her in contempt of court.
Wow.
This lady's got some huevos, unlike I've seen in a long time from a business owner.
Well, she survives this. I hope she'll come to New Hampshire.
Wouldn't that be nice? More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. There's a lot of people that need a haircut here, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.